Hello, my name is Susan Rosato, and I'm the 2021 Vermont State Teacher of the Year. I've been an ELL teacher for 21 years and a Vermont teacher for 17, and I'm currently a proud Laker at Colchester High School. You might be wondering why I put myself forward and threw my hat in the ring for Vermont State Teacher of the Year during a pandemic. I did it because I've witnessed my colleagues and my administrators putting 120% into making sure our children are safe, educated, and most importantly, loved. I wanted to reflect on the good work that I had done so that I could re-energize myself for the work that lay ahead. I actually never imagined that I would receive the honor. You see, as teachers, we make a promise to our communities to provide a top-notch education for our children that goes beyond simply learning content. Well, the pandemic has shown us and our students what we're made of. We are strong, innovative, and the first people to say, "What can I do? How can I help?" We are givers. So it doesn't surprise me that we're being asked to give yet again. The state made a promise to us. We believed that if we poured our heart and soul into providing a safe, rigorous, and loving environment for Vermont's young people, then the state would keep its promise to fully fund our pension. Teaching is a calling. I believe that I was meant to be a teacher, and that my community would honor my work, and that the state would honor its obligation to make sure in my twilight years that I would feel safe and, most importantly, loved. Well, I'm not feeling the love. Teachers have lived up to our end of the bargain. We have contributed more than money into keeping the promises we made to our communities and to our state. It's time for the state to hold up its end of the bargain. The current proposals to ask teachers to increase their contribution, recalculate their investment, and most concerning, eliminate the cost of living increases has left me and my colleagues feeling demoralized. We trusted our legislators and governors to do their jobs. After all, we've been doing ours. Instead, money that should have been invested in our pension was spent elsewhere. I guess it's not a great campaign message. Hey, I funded the teacher's retirement. Our legislators decided that other priorities were more important. My question is, why now? Why during a pandemic are you going to kick us when we're down? Why aren't other solutions being considered? This feels like death from a thousand cuts, literally. Teachers have already increased our contribution to the fund and agreed to the rule of 90, which extends the time frame for when we can retire. The current proposal asks the people who have done their part to go ahead and do the whole project. I implore our state officials to dig in and show us what they're made of. It's easy to change the rules in the middle of the game. Instead, I challenge you to roll up your sleeves and figure out a solution that doesn't break the promises made to our educators. Show us what you value. Show us that we are valued.